Good Wednesday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by the American Bankers Association.
And I'm Anna Palmer. Congressional leadership is headed to the White House next Wednesday for an 11 a.m. meeting with President Donald Trump. Republicans are already describing the meeting as a critical touch-the-gloves moment as they enter a brutal month. Democrats are more than willing to let Republicans figure out a way to thread the needle on government funding, disaster relief, and how to raise the debt limit.
Speaking of all those things, the new strategy gaining steam on Capitol Hill is to combine a three-month stopgap spending bill to fund the government, the first installment of disaster relief for Texas and Louisiana, and increasing the debt limit. The reasoning? A package like this would create an undefeatable constituency across the Capitol.
Here's where things stand. FEMA has enough money right now for its immediate response to Harvey, but Congress will need to give them more money in September. Right now, it doesn't seem like we are going to have a shutdown in September. It is still possible in December. Capitol Hill is going to be far more interested in figuring out how to get Houston out from underwater than building a border wall. This could all create momentum to dodge a bullet on raising the debt ceiling for Republicans. Key Republicans involved with planning told us they would be willing to lift the debt limit past the 2018 elections.
All right, and now for the skepticism. It makes sense that Republican leaders want to take care of all of the must-pass legislation in one package and tie it up neatly in a bow. But lawmakers have not come back to Washington yet. Expect a hiccup or two along the way. Typically, whatever leadership starts out with is not the package that ends up passing, particularly in the House.
Here's the latest on Harvey. The Houston Chronicle is reporting that as the storm begins to push out of the city, Houston has set a curfew from midnight to 5 a.m. The mayor said it was for public safety. New shelters are also beginning to open across the city as more residents were forced to evacuate their homes. There's also new reports on Harvey triggering a spike in hazardous chemical releases, and the AP is reporting that western Louisiana is bracing for more wind and water as a tropical storm heads their way.
Glenn Thrush writes that Harvey is giving Trump a chance to reclaim the power of unity. Annie Carney has a piece on Melania's stiletto sideshow. Twitter went crazy after Melania Trump was pictured in heels as she headed to visit the hurricane devastation. She later changed her shoes and wore bright white sneakers, which Annie reports looked, quote, fresh out of the box. On the world stage, the AP is reporting that North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has called for more weapons testing to target the Pacific Ocean. And Reuters is reporting the Trump administration has finally tapped an ambassador to South Korea. Former White House official Victor Cha is going to be the next ambassador to Seoul.
We've got a new Politico Morning Consult poll out this morning that finds that voters are divided on Trump's plans to send more American troops to Afghanistan. 45% of voters support increasing troop levels in Afghanistan, only slightly more than the 41% who opposed the plan. 14% had no opinion. Meanwhile, Isaac Dover has a story up this morning on how Trump tanked in a Pittsburgh focus group with a mix of Trump and Clinton voters coming down hard on the president and Vice President Mike Pence.
Trump will be in Missouri today launching a major push for a sweeping tax overhaul, he says. In the juice, Boston Globe's Mark Shanahan reports that former President Barack Obama is looking to buy a house in Martha's Vineyard. And Sean Spicer finally got to meet Pope Francis. American Magazine's Michael O'Loughlin reports that Spicer was spotted at a gathering of legislators and politicians from around the world who gathered in Vatican City this week. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.